Hey everyone, this is me. Little old me. I don't really know if this will work, because this is my first audio blog and everything else and whatnot else and spaghetti and yakety yak, etc. I'm pretty busy at the moment and pretty messed up. I got rejected from Sabion, as most people know, so any on Sabion people listening, yeah, I won't be on the forums, I won't be on the wiki, I won't be on the IRC. Because Linuxy doesn't want me, so Sabion doesn't want me. I'll probably end up cleaning up my Gen 2 and applying to become a Gen 2 developer, despite the fact that some people have asked me to consider making my own distro. I'll consider it, but I'm really, really busy with, like, dual degree and everything. I got a quiz next week. Well, no, a mid-semester test next week on stats. I still got to put 2 hours into that, and yeah. I just spent the last 4 hours doing 008. Blog summaries, only to submit them, only to find out I'm too late for the one that my tutor bothered marking. Well, that just adds another stroke to the not-so-good relationship I have with my 008 tutor, but that doesn't really matter. I've got about 4 holes in my soul at the moment that I'm working on fixing. And, yeah, I know I'm screwed up. I know you think I'm all crazy and drunk and whatnot else. There was a whole lot I was supposed to talk about. An entire lot. Well, related to Sabion stuff, Gen 2 stuff, to my submitting of trying patching to get K-Stars to build. I just needed to re-emerge libkde edu 354 as Carlo pointed out. And I thank him for his apology, that was quite nice. What else is there to think about at the moment? Well, I've got now that I'm finally using Audacity to record stuff, I do have to record some songs. And I've also got to hope that I can get everything else done. This is my first time I've done an audio blog, by the way, so if I sound a bit weird and warped out, it's because I kinda am. Spaghetti and rambling, and I wish I'd written a script to say what else I needed to say on this. Oh, before that I did a whole lot of 101 data entry. I'd be a total wreck and I'd still be in tears if it hadn't been for the Perfect Girl Evolution subbed episode 20. Thanks to Gattle on that. And yeah, I haven't seen Gattle online recently, but if Gattle does show up, I look forward to catching up with you and thanks. My salutes to Dallas. Dallas, you're doing well. Hang in there. Have fun. One thing that really annoys me, this is another topic that this blog's supposed to have, really annoys me are the people that are scared of having nuclear power in Australia because of this so-called radiation. I mean, radiation? There's a thing called Synroc that we've had in development, part of CSIRO and Australia and whatnot else, and it's been in development since 1978. It emulates the natural feature of the rock, so it makes the rock structures, like the rock structures in nature that deal with the natural radiation of the Earth. And it's the most secure and safe way of dealing with nuclear radiation. It's better than the borosilicate glass, it's better than the cement, it's better than just burying it or shipping it off to some other country. It's one of the best ways of processing nuclear waste. It's used by the American military to do their plutonium and their thorium and whatnot else. Check it out, it's online. Just Google Synroc, you'll find it. Google is awesome. Yeah, I got a Google Yo-Yo at LCA 2007. That was awesome. And lots of happy memories of Google and how more useful Google's becoming with all their tabs on their personalized iGoogle, as it's called now. Great fun. Let's see, what else is there? Oh, we've got the stuff I've got to do on my to-do list, but I'm not going to go through all that. Who else can I thank? I'd just like to thank anyone that bothers listening or giving me the occasional buzz on instant messaging or IRC. It's nice to know that people know that I exist. Another thank you to all the people that want to kill me, all my stalkers. I know there's about 300 now. I think the latest on the list would be Davo, so if Davo's listening, yeah, well, I'm not scared of your explosives or your threats to shove explosives on routes I take to and from uni. I'm not particularly scared of that at all. Don't go there.
I've been trained by several explosive experts. I've got a fair few friends in a fair few high places. What else? Well, I'm looking at the moment at my menagerie of teddy bears, because I'm back at Peachester. So I'm looking at my orange and blue walls, and looking at my teddy bears, and my hat's on a rack, and my hair's come out. I need to get that rebranded a bit. Some of it's come out, some of it hasn't. Oh, I've got all the new Linux shirts, and in case you haven't noticed, yeah, I do kind of have 6 or 7 of them. I do actually wear a different one each day, so it's not wearing the same shirt each day. Yeah, I do actually have a shower. I am actually hygienic, despite the fact that I might resemble or have a breath like RMS. I really don't. I do try and be quite hygienic. I mean, my mum's a dental therapist, so I do try and brush my teeth as often as I can without getting yelled at. My sister's just gone to sleep. Now, that's cool. Speaking of sisters, I think it was it Juice's sister? Someone had a 1-year-old sister that I saw footage of, and that was just beautiful and magnificent. I've also got to thank Renee, who put the idea of audio blogging into my head. Let's see. I'm gonna thank Hadrian for his offers to play online games that my MSN client doesn't support, because maybe one day, bum bum, bum bum, we might get to gaming, bum bum, bum bum. Yeah, I like True Life, so what? It's great. We might be on TV, and we might get to gaming. Speaking of gaming, I'm gonna have to get myself out of the green room, because I'm not really particularly interested in gaming on a desktop when I should be working and interfacing with Cheetah and Ruben and what else. We've got a whole lot of stuff due for 008, and we really need to have a team meeting properly and get that all sorted out. Also got job opportunities coming up. I did earn some money this weekend, so that was good. It was well deserved, considering I spent 3 hours at it. Meh. If anyone's looking for anyone to do any shish work, Linux net administration, Linux server setup, programming, etc., or just general tutoring with math, scheme, or just to talk about crazy discussions of the universe and new topic theory, logic, illogic, magic, mythology, truth, casting, bloody mafia monkeys. Well, yeah, I'm here. You can leave a comment on my blog, as opposed to ignoring me for once. What else? I salute Cheetah at getting his web hosting back online, because Enum did steal his domain, and that flashcard isn't Jesus, despite the fact he would think. I salute Bo's effort. Bo's got a freaking awesome site. Yeah, Bo's site's on my blog roll, so you can go check that out and see how awesome that is. A number of other things I've been up to. I've been finding a number of weird things on YouTube and Dig, because I am spread out my fun and my work, and I mix things up, and I found like this mutagen stuff, which was originally done in Linux and Windows, and some of it was okay, but some of it was not okay. It was just Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin and etc. crap, and it just got boring and blamish, but that's what you get. I really have to paint my Warhammer at some stage, and the fact that I wasn't able to play Yu-Gi-Oh! At Supernova was quite a disappointment. Meh. This is like totally new for me, but I'll get used to it. I should probably do some weird voice things or some accents. You want a curry and a hurry, man? I'll give you a really express curry and a hurry. It's a me! I'm the one with the fruit! What you talking about now? What the hell you think you're talking about? You don't know me! You don't know me! Meh. Lol. Rufflecopter. Oh, my webcam's got new drivers, so that should work now if anyone wants to webcam me. I mean, I really don't see the point. Everyone says that that people go on the internet to hide how they look and how they speak and how they live and whatnot else, and I'm not particularly interested in hiding. I don't know why. Maybe I should be. Maybe I should hide away and repair and recoup my soul and try and fix up all the screwed up things that are wrong with me. But then I'd just be like an armadillo curled up in a ball getting nowhere, and I kind of want to get somewhere. I kind of want to do something with my life. I've got a set of goals and aspirations on a giant to-do list about 5 miles long that has got things to be achieved on it. If there's anyone from Mackay listening who's nice and friendly and generally not a dickhead, please let me know in the comments, because I've got someone that probably wants to meet you and could do with a nice friend instead of an asshole. What else? La da 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 da. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is not bad at all. BBC World News podcast For the Loss. Rastel and you watch way too much of that. You really need to get yourself off Boston Legal as well. It's shameful, just shameful. Speaking of which, my little brother's addicted to Heroes. Addiction to Heroes! And I happen to have all the episodes, bar one, thanks to the Leech Chef. I thank you very much, Leech Chef. Oh, and thanks to NBC for publishing such a wonderful show, because it kind of makes my brother really, really happy. What else? What else? What else? What else? Oh yeah, this is kind of my webcam integrated microphone that it's working off, and I think that's really nifty that it works, like, out of the box in Linux. Linux, Linux, Lunix, everyone's mispronouncing it, giving a rats. Linus doesn't really care about the pronunciation from what he said, but I think it's Linux. So, yeah, doesn't particularly matter. It can just be pronounced as better than Windows, or, yeah, something like that. And again, Mac OS X is also better than Windows. And speaking of operating systems, we do have the War of the Operating Systems featuring on the Green Room whiteboard. Go and have a look at it if you haven't already, and please don't vandalize it by putting tits and dicks and stuff that don't belong there. It's a War of Operating Systems. It's not there for profanity. Abuse is just stupid, especially with no reason. Oh, and as CS works again on the semi-working computers, well, that's because they don't have login, but we got around that. They're now running Windows again, so all you Windows users can just stop avoiding that room, the green room, because the stuff's broken, because it's running Windows again, and CS works, so Cheat will have to work on his S-block map. That's another thing for him to do, other than write stacks and stacks of PH code for cache. Speaking of cache, I hope Curtis is doing quite well. I mean, it makes sense to see that he's doing, like, quite well, because he's started off Neural, and that's all off the ground now, and I hope he's going well. I wonder what Richard's plans for his code project side are going, and how that's going. I probably should inquire about that team on MSN, but I haven't got around to it. Also like to thank Amarok. Amarok's awesome. Amarok, Tolstoy, Russia, Vodka. Vodka is not the solution to all life's problems, despite many people's claims that it is. They've just had one too many shots of vodka and not enough tomato juice. Yeah, tomato juice is not a bad thing, not a good thing, but all those mixed V8 veggie juices just could go down the drain. Quoting Red Hatter, fedoras belong on heads, not on desks, and V8 veggie juice, quoting myself, belongs in the bin or in the sink, not in your gullet. What else? Chinese symbols. China, that's right. China's gone over Japan as Australia's largest trading partner. And that's going to be interesting to see how government takes that, because at the moment, well, we're supposed to have $15 billion spending spree and then surplus for the budget announcement, but it doesn't really matter how much we're over budget if our foreign debt is still as high as it is, and considering how much we're giving away to foreign aid and charity, it's just kind of a mess. A bit bloody mess as well, so yeah. Now, normally my blog posts should be short, but they end up being long, and I have a feeling this one's going to be a longer recording than I anticipated as well, because I'm just going to keep on remembering stuff I have to say, and yeah, so bear with me if it just takes ages and ages and ages, because I'm trying to, yeah, get a lot of this through my head. In fact, I could do several short segments, with skits and whatnot. Speaking of Twitch, I've got to do the next eye for the Microsoft guy thing eventually. I mean, I suggested that to a few people over, and they all just got scared, because I think they're scared of showing themselves on YouTube. But whatever happened to the adventurism? Whatever happened to the criticism? Oh, that's right, WebSynth died, and Kieran Salsoni has been swept under a rug. If anyone's seen Kieran Salsoni, or heard of Kieran Salsoni, then I suggest you let me know, because I'd like to get in contact with him. And he doesn't seem to be on MSN anymore, and he seems to be as busy as Curtis with work and other things and whatnot else. Oh, other recommendations I can make. I finally saw the IT Crowd on Google Video. That was like nice, very funny. Morris is awesome. However, I wish he would have done some CPM, and I wish the coding wasn't hashed out. And Bloody Shoes and the goth in the server room, total awesome. I like all the subcultures. I don't understand why everyone has all this persecution against the subcultures. Oh, I came up with another word for a friend of mine today. Homodeumist. It's a sophisticated way of saying describing someone who is like gayist or, yeah, against homosexual people. So that's a cool new word. It's not the word of the day, because there's much better words of the day, and I've got my old dictionary with all its secrets and lies. My new one's in down in the city, and it's nice. I used it to look up some stuff for a few subjects a while ago. I like buying the new dictionary cheap. Yeah, I hope Red Hatter's arm gets better, and I kind of hope that the state of the world gets better. I mean, from what the map of the subcultures of the internet posted on XKCD recently, that kind of leaves a lot to be desired. Though I will say, irregular webcomic for the win. XKCD.com for the win as well. And Maple for the win. Maple is an awesome piece of software. Computer algebra systems for the win in general. Hash math for the win. Hash scheme for the win. Meh. What else? Goggles for the win. Goggles are awesome. We should all have this just day where we wear goggles on top of our caps just for no reason other than just style. What else? Oh, I better go check on my pasta. It's going to be burning.